So doing that is pretty much a separate sugya. Okay, pretty much for a day. Perfect. Okay, but let's see. Yeah. So basically, what Gemara was about is basically the Gemara entertained the possibility that when you shecht an animal, chulin, you would have to do you'd have to give the chaza and the shok, which are different parts of the thigh and the whatever the
it's part of the chest.
Whatever, part of the chest to the kohen. Okay, so the Gemara says, how could you possibly entertain that? Because we know the chaza and shok are svara, but are identified as the chaza hatenufa, the shok hateruma. Their identity comes from the fact they're waved lefnei Hashem. And how could you possibly? Where are you going to wave the chulin? It's chulin. So where are you going to do the waving? If you do it outside of the Beis Hamikdash, so it says the whole idea of the trum through the waving is lefnei Hashem. And you can do it inside the Beis Hamikdash, but then you're going to bring chulin into the Azara, and you're not allowed to bring chulin into the Azara. So how could it be that you're gonna give this to the kohen if it's you can't possibly do the tenufa because you can't bring the chulin lefnei Hashem, so it can't fly. The important point is that the Gemara in passing says you can't bring chulin into the Azara. That's the punchline. Okay, this Gemara says openly it can't possibly be that you're gonna do these matanos and you're gonna give this to the kohen because you can't bring chulin into the Azara. Deraisa or derabana from this Gemara. Deraisa derabana, you can't bring chulin into the Azara. Deraisa, because it's talking about whether deraisa yichayim chazan shok. It's learning it from kavachomers. I mean, this isn't derabana. I'm just saying is the Torah have the halacha of chazan shok by chulin? It says that you would have said kavachomer. You do, but no, you can't possibly. How could you possibly say it's possible to have chazan shok by chulin? You can't bring it into the Azara. So obviously deraisa, you can't bring it into the Azara, right? Otherwise, you can't knock off a Kal V'Chomer. I mean, the Kal V'Chomer should be there, and then separate Gzeir the Rabbanon. It's not talking about the Rabbanon, it's talking about the Raisa. Okay. That's the discussion here. Could you, when they're going to go, Tos going to cite certain Gemaras that imply, yeah, you can't bring Kulin into the Azara. Other Gemaras imply, yeah, you could bring Kulin into the Azara. And that's going to be the topic here. Is could you not, when could you not bring Kulin into the Azara? Okay?
We know you can't from statement.
This Gemara says you can't. And there's other Gemaras which imply also that you can't. But there are other Gemaras which imply that you can. Hence we're going to have a contradiction, which the Tosos and all the Rishonim know how to deal with. Okay, so let's say our Tosos. So it says, Iyagavo, Iyakamayel Chulun Bazara, Tatap Tosos Keflaman and Bez. Chulun. Mishun the Kol Chulun Midoraisa Asir Lahavi Bazara. That's the punchline. Any Chulun Midoraisa is Asir to bring into the Zara. V'chein Amar V'amokar Sesfina. Gabi Bikurim. By Bikurim also, in Avokar Sfina, the Gemara is talking about Bikurim. If I have, the first fruits, they bring it to the Zara and the Kohen picks it up in the basket and all that. So the question is a question somehow talking about some sort of fruit. So you're not sure if it's really Bikurim or it's not. So the saying is you have a problem bringing it to the Zara to do the whole process because you can't bring it into the Zara. Right, it says, because the Gemara says, Lechosh del malav bikurim. I'm jumping in the middle, but Lechosh del malav bikurim. Why am I choshesh? This is about Vasa Payachim base. Maybe it's not bikurim. Maybe this thing, whatever the case is not really full. It's not really bikurim. It's not kodesh. It's not part of the bikurim. And then you're bringing the stam fruits, the chulin, into Azara. So you see the Gemara is holding that it's also to bring chulin into Azara. Okay? Fine. Velo mistaber the hasam. I'm not sure I fully follow this next word. Velo mistaber the hasam agozlos the maisi behadayu kapit. It's not. You may argue that the Gemara over there, the reason why by bikurim it's worried is not worried about bringing the fruits in, but it's worried about bringing the gozlos, which are sort of like birds, which are somehow which you're bringing together with the karban. And that with the Bikurim, and that's what the Gemara is worried about. Not fruits. Maybe you'd say, look, by fruits, there's no problem. There's no halacha of not bringing it into the Azara. Okay, it's specifically because of the birds, the karbanos, or whatever. It's a chashash, maybe you bring a karbon, which isn't really a karbon, maybe it's a suffix, whether it's a karbon. He says, the efshad masni alayhu, maybe on a dava. He See, because if it's just the birds, problem is you could always bring them as a karbon and say, look, you can make a tanai that if it's really the chli of karbon, it's a karbon. If not, then it's a nedava. So you could be makdish and it could really be kachem, because there's such a thing as bringing birds as a nedava. So therefore, he's just trying to prove that the problem which Gemara is dealing with is the fruits. Because apparently there's some havmin that fruits wouldn't apply to it. You know, it's only going to be by karbanos or something. But the point is, from that, he's showing that in that Gemara, the problem is the fruits. How could you bring fruits into the Azara if they're not really a Vikurim? If they're really Vikurim, good. If they're not, then they're not Kachim, they're nothing. You can't just have fruits. Fruits aren't Kachim, just Tam. So how could you bring them to the Azara? Okay, just another source, for our purpose for now, which is another source of showing that you can't bring stuff, fruits, which are cool, and into the Azara. Okay? V'chein meperek ha-toda, gabe toda shenis arva b'tmuros. Okay, so if you have a carbon toda that gets mixed up with other things, which are not carbonos, with the things that you try to switch for it, ka'amar v'laisi lachem. So I think it's a tmuros, maybe you don't have bread with it. So you're not sure. There's the tamuras, I think, are kodesh also, and you bring them as a karbon, but you don't have bread with it. But the toda has bread with it. So now it's mixed up. Now the question is, are you going to bring bread or are you not going to bring bread? Because the toda is supposed to have bread, and the tamuras don't have bread. So why not just bring the bread and have in mind that if it's good, if you're chayvin bread, then good. If not, then it's just stam, whatever. It's a stam like an adult. It's time you bring bread in. All right, let me find the exact quote. Right, there's a Gemara asks. He says, so again, the case is where you mix a toda together with tamura, which doesn't have bread. It's like something you try to exchange with the toda. Well, it's something which has bread and something doesn't. So it says there's no solution. Okay, so it says, why? It says, v'lema, why not just bring the bread? You can't bring the bread. So why not bring the bread? V'lema, yihach the kaima toda, yihalacha, if the one I have here is the toda, then here's his bread. V'ilo, le'pukhulun, and if not, the bread will just be whatever, just not bread. Right? So Gemara says, I'm living chimachnis in chulin azara, but could you bring chulin into azara? So it's very nice you want to bring a thing, but if it's not really toda, so then you can't bring bread because you bring the chulin into azara. So you see from the Gemara that you're not allowed to bring chulin into azara. Right? So that's just a chim perik of a toda. Gabi toda in shazara, but tomorrow's kamar, valai si lechem, hakamachnis chulin azara, midikamar, shayin lam takana, shrine of the raiso. So it says here you have a chiv to bring the toda, but it says no, you can't do it. So even though it's a chiv the raiso to bring the bread with the toda, you can't do it because this problem that you're going to end up bringing, you're not sure if it's really toda, and it's going to turn out you're going to bring bread chulin into the azara. So you see, it's a really nice of the raiso. If we're just the rabbanon, you'd say it's very nice that the rabbanon don't want you to do it, but the raiso, you're chayv to bring a toda, and you're chayv to bring the bread with the toda. So you'll do it and have this tanai that worst comes to worst, you bring chulin into the azara. But apparently, no, it's the raiso to bring chulin into the azara, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. No tanai. Okay, so another proof that you're not allowed to bring this is the raiso. You're not allowed to bring chulin into the azara. V'tema. So now, fine. So that's basically three gemaras all showing that you're not allowed to bring chulin into the azara. This is the raiso. V'tema de perakal tadir amina nu v'kulan kohanim rishon l'shanos b'achilasam. Well, the kohanim with all the kachim, they're allowed to change the way they eat them. Shalukim, Shalim, they could eat them roasted or soaked in water, you know, some sort of water cooking. And they could put in spices, they could put all kinds of spices. So the question is, how are you going to put in spices of chulin into the karbon? But now it's going to turn out that you can have it in the ben nazara, and now you have spices, chulin, which is a nazara. So how could you say that a kohen is allowed to eat bring his garlic powder with him to eat his garbon, but the garlic powder is in kachim. So now he's going to bring that into the azara. So what do you mean? I feel it's also deraisa to bring chulin into the azara. So how could you eat the karbanos with spices of chulin? Amar v'yakom et raba, yochluha, sheyochlu ima chulin v'tshuma k'desh nechal salsova. So halacha is that karbanos should be eaten al sova. It's like a certain type of, it fills you up. So you should do is you should bring a chulin with it and truma with it so that you eat other stuff with the karbanos so that the karbanos will be eaten in a filling manner. So you see that you could eat together with your meal of these karbanos, you could have other food, chulin, truma, chulin, but you could have other stuff in the azara. You're going to be eating these karbanos in the azara and you can eat together with it, have it as part of a big meal. So you see, apparently you're allowed to have chulin in the azara. So why is the Gemara getting all bent out of shape three times? Could you have chulin in azara? Is it deraisa? I mean, they're open Gemaras that say you could, right? Good problem, right? Stiras. Okay, stiras. Could you have chulin in azara? Can you open things saying it's also deraisa? Open things saying you're allowed to. The Nero the Chadavka Chaz Vishok. It's only Chaz and Shok that you can't bring in. The Chayim Bikurim, and also Bikurim, you can't bring in the fruits. The Derach Kedusha Maisi Lehu. Because you're bringing it in a manner of Kedusha. David Behu Tanufa, because you're doing Tanufa to it, you're waving it. The Chayim Lachem, Letzorach Toda, Shu Hachshar Karbon, you're bringing the bread also, it's together with the Toda, which is part of the Hachshar Karbon. So you're bringing it in a Derach Kedusha. So we go by these things, there's more of a kepeda. It's a funny lashon. There's more. We're more makbid about bringing these into the azara shalot tzarach. Kepeda is like or makbid or more makbid. So how are you on translate makbid? Yeah, kind of. We're more concerned or stringent or about bringing it into the azara shalot tzarach.
He says like this. This is a toast in Menachos. After the Adam Nichas when Moshe Chol Azara, you wear regular clothing into the Azara. Maybe Kivsasa Azara, you bring your Keves to the Azara. Umakdisha Arakach, and then you makdish it afterwards. So you bring an animal into the Azara and you makdish it afterwards. But at that point, it's chulin. Lowestrin lahaknis chulin Azara. It's not also to bring chulin to Azara. Elhecha diika kein avoda. It's only when it's kein avoda. It's like similar to avoda. Like here, will be kurim. Like here, it's like you're going to wave it. It's like you're doing an avodah. Or the bikurim, you bring it in with the bread, and you're going to read the bikurim. You can do the whole process. You bring the bread, which accompanies the karbon. But if you just want to eat spices on the thing, that's not kein avodah. Or if you want to just eat food together with eating the thing, in order, that's not avodah. You're just eating the thing, or you want to bring your thing in order to be makdish it. That's not. Here, the problem is where you bring it in kein avodah. It's like an avodah. Here he said, Derech Kedusha, you bring it in Derech Kedusha, there he says, like, Ein Avoda. I mean, I think they're the same, I mean, they're two different ways of saying, they sound like the same kind of thing, right? I mean, there's a Rashbam who explains this a little bit. But maybe it's not the same as Tosas or not, but let's see, if the Rashbam is in Baba Basra, Pei Alef Amud Beis, he gives you a limud. It says, it's Dilmala Bikurnin, no, it's the first skinny line. Hashem Elo Kana Karka V'Mkama Yechol Azara. Okay, whatever the details are, but you're going to bring chulin to azara v'darshina misifri ki yirchag mimcha hamakom mezavachta. So when you're far away, this is the halacha about shechting chulin. You're allowed to shecht chulin. So in time of the mikdash, and then there in the midbar, you weren't allowed to eat chulin. If you wanted to eat meat, you'd have to do it as a karbon, shlamim in the mikdash, in the mishkan. But then when it says in the gan teretz yisrael ki yirchag mimcha hamakom, you're going to be far away, so you could shecht chulin. Okay, so berichug makom atos ovech. You're allowed to shech the chulin far away. Richug makom, far from the mikdash. Ve'iatos ovech bekirav makom. Okay, chulin shalcha. You're not allowed to shech your chulin in bekirav makom, namely in the mikdash. You can't shech it in the mikdash. V'huadem chalavas chulin bazara shasar. The same thing by all chulin in azara, bringing it into the azara is asar. Okay, so the thing is, you're not allowed to shech. You could shech chulin out of the Azara, but you can't shecht chulin far away, out of the Azara, but you can't shecht chulin in the Azara. So he's saying it's an extension of that. It's not only shechting it, but it's like bringing any of them into the Mikdash.
Bring
chulin. Well, that's what I guess it's similar to what the Tosas are saying, is bringing it in with Kein Avoda, Derech Kedusha. It doesn't just mean to bring in a spice as part of whatever, but it's like there the Ma'adah Limud is doing Shechita of chulin. So Tosas is extending it, it says not just doing shchita, but it's also bringing it in. But he's saying, bringing in, ke'in avoda, derech avoda, something like, derech kedusha. Not just mean bringing in. He says, inami medrabanan, dil me'ika dechazi leid, inoig ba minan kula, and kadino, v'savar kajmeim. Otherwise, maybe the restaurant says, maybe it's a drabanan. Someone's going to see you treating it like chulin, because it is chulin. And so he's going to think it's kajim. Hol v'isnai v'azara, v'asil zil v'kajim. So if you bring chulin into the azara, it was really chulin. So someone's going to think that it's kachem, and then he's going to see you treat it like chulin. So he's going to say, oh, you're allowed to treat it, I'm sorry, he's going to think it's kachem. So, but it really isn't, but a guy's going to think it's kachem, so he's going to see you treating it poorly, so he's going to say, oh, you could treat kachem poorly. So he says, maybe it's a drabana. The drabana, that you can bring it in a way that it looks, which is also good with what Tosa is saying, is you can't do it in a way that it looks like it's kachem. If you're doing something that looks like an avoda, so then people are going to think it's really kachem, and then they're going to see you treat it like chulin. Go home and whatever, and she'll chulin. So that's going to be bad. That's the drabanan. But Tosas isn't learning as a drabanan. So I'm just showing you that Rosh Hashanah learns. Tosas isn't learning as a drabanan. He's learning as a deraisa. So it's a deraisa. The havamin maskana. I guess what's the issur of bringing it in? Is this to bring it in? Stam? Any bring it in is a problem. And then you have this contradiction because you see you're allowed to bring in the spices, you're allowed to bring in the, you know, the food, the meat. Kamash Malan is only bringing it in, which is like Ke'in Avoda, Derech Kedusha, right? Whatever that means. And that's, I guess, what we have to explain. Like, what's that idea?
So simple. So the
thing is, I mean, it's simple. He said, look, it's a Mikdash. It's Makam Kadosh. You can't just bring anything you want in there. You can't just decide to bring whatever. You want to bring garlic salt into the, you know, your pitcher of garlic powder into the Mikdash. It doesn't belong there. It's a Mikdash. If you want to bring something in, make sure it's Kadoshim. Just stop to bring chulin into the thing. It's like restricted access.
Designated
area that's not just meant to just bring whatever you want in there. Look, you want to bring in meat in order to eat there? Oh, yeah, it's very nice you want to do that. But make it like designated as kachim. It's Lershus Gavoah. It's Lashem. Then it belongs there. This is a makam of Lashem. It's not a makam of your own stuff. You just want to bring stuff in there. Then a tough break. Don't bring, it doesn't belong there. You can't just bring anything you want into here. If it has to do with the purposes of the Mikdash, then it belongs here. If not, not. And not only just, what does it mean it has to do with the purposes of the Mikdash? It's Kadosh. It doesn't just mean, because you'll say, yeah, I'm bringing it in because I want to be full for my carbon, and the halacha, I have to be full, so I'm bringing in my own meat. Yeah, but it's very nice. That's why you're doing it, but halachically, if it's not Kadosh, then it's chulin. It doesn't go, it doesn't go by like the tam. Why am I doing it? Doing it because I want to do it because I'm eating kachim and I want it to taste good. So it's the purposes of a thing, because I want to be full. It's very nice, but halachically it's a mikdash and there's restricted access. And if you want to bring, look, if you want it to be kadosh, if it's kadosh, it's kadosh. If you want to bring in truma, fine. But chulin just doesn't belong here, even if you have good intentions. But halachically, I would say the nature of the makom is such, right, that's what you're saying, it's a kadosh's makom is such that it disallows anything else into the makom. Right? I don't care why you bring it. Right? Doesn't belong here. It's not just a free-for-all. It would be like in the king's palace, you can only bring royal stuff. I don't know, whatever. Stuff made by the royal whatever. You know? You can't bring like a little bag of pretzels into the palace. You know? They're Bachem and pretzels. It's just not, you gotta have the king's pretzels. You know, whatever. It just doesn't belong here. Yeah. Because the question was maskan. I mean, it's a little fuzzy. Well, you bring it in, Kain, avoda, sorach, panim, I don't know, whatever. What's he says? It's like, it's a derech kedusha. The only answer is to bring it in derech kedusha. Right? Kain, avoda. What's that? What's that? It sounds like a different idea. It's not just restricted access. In other words, really, I'm allowed to bring in chulen and tazar. You want to bring something in? Great. Look, maybe darabana, I don't know, maybe they don't really let you do that type of thing. But the Raisa thing is I could bring it in, I'm allowed to just bring stuff into that. You want to bring garlic powder into the Mikdash? Fine. Go ahead. Just don't start waving it and look like you're bringing the carbon with it. Alright? Or whatever. So what's the idea? Okay, so Yehuda's saying is that the nature of the Mikdash is it's a makom avodas kachan. Okay? So you only violate it where you do avodas chulin there. Whereas the nature of the, if you just stop bringing something there, so fine, you bring something there. You're not breaking the designation of the makom. The makom is for avoda of restricted items. So if you bring chulin there, fine. You brought it in your pocket, you whatever. You eat it there, who cares? But if you bring kaj chulin there, derech avoda, kein avoda, so now it's like a makom of avodas chulin. It's like you're just doing avoda on anything. But it's not true. It's a makom, which is like where you're supposed to do the shechita. Like as I said, you can do shechita of a richlag makom. You can do shechita of chulin far away. Don't do shechita of chulin in the mikdash. Shechita of the mikdash should be shechita skachem, not shechita chulin. The mikdash is designated for shechitas of specially designated objects. You want to walk in with a piece of piece of spice and eat it. Fine. Don't do avoda. Don't do something which is kein avoda with chulin. Because the mikdash is designated for avodah shel chulin. I'm sorry, avodah shel kachim, not avodah shel chulin. So avodah, a maisa, which is kein avodah, it's like as if you're doing avodah in the mikdash with chulin. So it's kein avodah. It has to be it's brought in. The nature of the bringing is like a bringing of avodah, but the wrong object. So then it's like as if you could just. It's if anyone, it's a free for all. Anyone can just come in and do their ma'aseh avoda in the mikdash. You can't.
I can't do my tzavod unless the thing is designated as special mikdash l'Hashem stuff. But you want to bring it in order to just walk around in circles holding it. Who cares? It doesn't violate the nature of the makom. It's just stam. It's like nothing. It's like stam. It doesn't register. It doesn't register. It doesn't violate the nature of the makom. Like we said, an example, if you say of a special court, special basketball court designated for professional games. So if you that went and you played a pickup game on it, you'd be violating the nature of the court. The court is designated for professional games. But it doesn't mean if you walked across the court playing yo-yo, you'd violate the thing. I mean, you're not related to the thing. You have to be doing an activity, which is playing basketball, the wrong kind of basketball. You know, pickup game. So same thing here. It's like you just to walk in the mikdash holding something doesn't violate the nature of the makom. It has to be, it's a vav chulin la'avoda, kein avoda. Derech Kedusha, you're bringing it as if you're implying this is a place where we can just do avoda with chulin. That's violating the nation of the makom.
If the basketball case is perfectly analogous, then it really would be like shaming the thing and saying like it doesn't exist. You know,
saying what doesn't exist? The court?
Like the game of basketball.
Right. It would be shaming the right. Or it'd be shaming. Well, that's a question. Is it shaming the game, the court,
shaming
the makom? Right, shaming the makom. It's not shaming the game. It's shaming the makom. As if this place is, could just be for any kind of basketball you want.
Right.
It's not a special place.
Yeah.
No, this place is for special basketball. It's not just for regular basketball.
Right.
Shaming the makom.
Right.
That would be like this makom is just for anyone who wants to do shchita. You do whatever you want. You want to do shchita, fine. You want to do tenufa to think about God and wave stuff. Take your own chulin, wave it to God, and think about Hashem. It's very nice. You want to do that, but it's not kachem. This is for waving, for a kain avoda, for a voda of kachem, for a specially designated objects. You can't just take anything you want and do maisei avoda in the mikdash. Do it at home. You want to pick up your food and start waving it before God and thinking about God on your own, fine. Do that in your own time. Don't do it in the mikdash. But you want to just bring it in and eat it, well, it doesn't relate to the mikdash. It's not a chal of mikdash. You're not doing an activity of the mikdash with the wrong object. So you just bring it in, Okay, good. So the question now is, halachically, so when are you in violation? Is the Isser when you bring it in order to do the Avodah? Is the Isser when you do the Avodah? Sounds like the Gemara keeps saying, you're bringing it in. So if you're telling me that it's, there's two ways to go. I mean, you could say it's bringing it in with the intent of doing the thing. But like, first of all, how does that register in my head? Because of bringing it in with that in mind, but like I didn't do anything. I just brought it in. So I'm going to do tenufa. Like, is that halachically, it seems like hard to say you're violating anything because of my das. I mean, I'm violating the makom because I walked in thinking that I was going to do tenufa. But on the other hand, if you say that it's when you do the tenufa, why does the Gemara say, Kama'ayil chulim azara? How could you bring it in azara? It seems like it's talking about the bringing. Right?
That's the problem.